Welcome, everyone, to a special edition of Potholes and Politics Emergency Drop. We are coming to you live from Votes, as you can hear in the dinging in the background. Woohoo! In a surprise move, the legislature has come back into session today and upended the governor's supplemental budget request. It seems like after spending the weekend consulting with municipal officials in their home communities, the tone at the legislature has changed drastically.
Yes, this is amazing. So let's let them know what's up.
I just can't even believe this stuff that I just saw, but for most of our listeners will be well aware that general assistance has been funded by the state for decades only at 70% or functionally like 65% of the cost of providing that emergency general assistance for those residents in need. And that includes everything from like housing to emergency fuel, emergency food, water, electricity, etc. And it doesn't cover the cost of evaluating that application, checking the documents, cost of staff time, but it requires municipalities to be available 24/7 for that task, which is why I say functionally like 65%.
Yeah. However, if someone doesn't go to their town office to apply and they, instead they just Google general assistance and then file through the state general assistance portal, the state bills the town not only for the cost of the help that they provide, but also the state's administrative costs, staff time, evaluation, et cetera. And it doesn't reimburse a dime of the assistance paid by the local property taxpayer.
Yeah, nothing like equity and service delivery. The cheapest administrative costs are not covered by the current program, but the municipality can be billed for the more expensive option, even when they don't know that an individual in need goes through that portal and makes that choice to apply through the state.
Right. Well, the legislature just changed that aid to make the state program the default single application for all residents to provide the emergency relief for people in a significant financial, housing, heating, and hunger crisis, and submitted a bill, and they will then submit a bill of 10% of the total package to the resident municipality.
That's right. And to top it all off, they agreed to reimburse the municipalities for 90% of their total expenditures on providing general assistance for the past biennium. So what's the catch?
Of course, there's a catch. So from now on, municipalities are going to have to pay that 10% regardless of where the individual's needs are met, which will help those locations without housing and prevent the full burden on service center communities that provide better options for individuals needing services that can't be met in the rural areas of our state.
That's truly wonderful. I'm looking right now as everything is rolling out through the House, and I see that taxation also just got another bump too. Municipalities are now going to be able to tax their short-term and seasonal rentals as investment properties. Yeah. And second homes as luxury properties while carving out seasonal camps owned by Mainers. Finally, Grandma's 1870s camp in or 1870s cape in Rockland won't be taxed at the same rate as Nigel from Boston's Airbnb cape with fresh baked muffins on arrival. Or Holyfield Real Estate's Investment Trust 20 owner holding that's rented biweekly to Connecticut Yankees.
Simple. Thank goodness for that. I need to go to my bear camp and repair the soffits that the raccoons have been eating. It doesn't have a road that can be used except for in the winter, and we only have a two-holer, so I don't want to be taxed differently from my little camp in the woods, like Nigel's McMansion.
Oh! Oh, but wait, that's not all. They also just voted to increase the pay of prosecutors and double the staff to encourage the prosecution of weapons-involved charges that are currently pled down to lesser charges that mean an individual who's already displayed some poor behavior with weapons will now be prohibited from continuing to possess them after that incident. And that's also going to help move people that are languishing in county jails out through the justice process more expediently as well. We can finally get those trials that haven't happened in 3 years rolled out.
Oh, that's great. And speaking of county jails, they just fully funded the $13 million in jail shortfalls for the cost of running them. and providing what are state mandates for medically assisted treatment, mental health contracts, and general health of the most unhealthy individuals at any facility. So I hope this means that my town that just got hit with a 50% increase for our county budget might make that go away.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that. But I just also heard that they are going to fund and staff the future police. And that's going to be a game changer, because rather than spending millions on panels and attorney's fees looking back at what happened when a chronically underfunded system has failed, the future police can preemptively see that coming. And that's tremendously going to help alleviate the need for a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks.
I can't wait to see those uniforms.
Yeah, it looks like, according to the bill, it's going to be done by AI, so they might not have any uniforms.
Oh, yikes. That doesn't leave a lot for protection now, does it? I just heard that Senator Jackson announced that the Senate is recommending that revenue sharing is increased to municipal government with an additional supplement matching 40% of the Transportation Highway Fund.
Well, that's going to fill a few potholes. Maybe now we can afford the 30% local match of the $2 million cost of culvert replacement after the storm we're scheduled to have later on this week.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to all that rain and snow.
Yeah, me too.
Heavy snow. 2 feet. I can't wait. Wish it was back in January, but, you know, we'll take it now here in April. Well, so speaking of potholes, the House just passed a law that any pothole larger than 3 feet in diameter can be turned into a heated public swimming pool or a mud day spa.
Well, talk about bodies working at cross purposes. I mean, how can we also have like potholes filled and turn them into day spas? Not that I don't like that idea. I think I'm going to go dig mine right now, right in front of my house. Speaking of digging, the House just finally dug into what are the real pressures preventing the growth of housing starts in Maine and came to the conclusion that because developers don't want to spend money they can't make back at 20% of the profit that they're not going to build without subsidies. So to get around that market-driven approach to providing the basic human right of housing, the House just voted to force banks to lower their interest rates for borrowing for small-scale development of like fourplexes and eight-unit courtyard builds to 0.2%. That's going to increase some housing starts for smaller development and completely escape the NIMBYism response, because people welcome those developments.
Yeah, for sure. That would allow the communities to build neighborhoods instead of high-rise mini-cities that are built to meet the return on investment rather than residential quality of life. What a novel idea. I'm blown away by this progressive move by this legislature.
I am too. This is all completely unbelievable and welcomed. Unfortunately, it's April Fool's. So instead, we are continuing to listen to legislators in both the House and Senate today bash their municipal officials who can't manage a local option sales tax or any sort of housing.
But please know, we all love you here at MMA. And just like mud season, this too shall pass. But MMA will be here to stand in solidarity with our municipal members and to weather the policy storms and hopefully meet with all of you away from Augusta.
Yeah, we promise. We're going to get back to some more episodes very soon. We're kind of drinking from a fire hydrant, but we are intending to keep you engaged. In the meantime, we're sending you all our municipal love and reminding you that as town meetings are happening now, this summer we're also having elections for our executive committee and our legislative policy committee. And we're looking forward to seeing lots of new faces and old in that process and hear about all your challenges and ideas.
Yes, please come join us on the LPC.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Despite what people may say.
I know. No, I think all of our, I think people think that it's great. I think it's fun. But, well, there we are then.
Don't forget to like us and subscribe and share us with your colleagues.
In municipal government and like the Terminator and the future police, we'll be back.
Have a great week.
Bye. Happy April Fools.